pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
To do. What a beautiful Friday to move it, move it, move it. Let's go.
Hit that guy on that. Move it, move it, move, move, move.
Sure you a born to bought me a silk suit.
Where are you right now? Do you know where you're located at this point on the way to Utah? Have any idea?
Little Rock, just past Cantrell.
Keep on stake, all the cars flying over to the Golden State.
Hello, everybody. Los Angeles.
That's why we cheer.
Tell the folks back home, this is the promised land.
Lick it, whip it, drum stick it.
Terminal gate. A swing low chariot come down, ease the taxi to the terminal zone.
say, Rick?
Ziggity diggity.
Yeah. Ziggity diggity. You know, no Razorback fight song today, Roger Dodge. Yeah. I think, well, you know, maybe we need to find, you know, everybody's got one. Maybe we need a Friday show song, too, that we couple.
100%.
I guess if the Razorbacks win or whatever, but the fun song. It'd have to be a Friday. This is Friday.
Well, what is the Friday song?
You know, I think the
Well, and the one we end our show with.
Yeah, that's a fun one, but maybe September.
Yeah.
You know,
for Friday?
Yeah, for Friday. I don't know. We'll come up with that. Good morning, everybody.
Yeah, it somebody is 661-1037.
It's Friday, May 15th. It is an absolutely gorgeous morning. If you haven't been outside, my Lord, it's beautiful today. Glad you're with us. Good morning, Roger. How are you?
Good morning, David. I'm fine. How are you?
Christian, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, fellas.
I just got a message from Jessica. She tried her CPAP last night, first time ever. That's a scary thing. So I'm curious
really
to see
why
how she slept.
Why is it scary?
Well, you have the contraption wrapped around your head.
Okay, I don't know. I'm asking. I don't either. Do they not have a better thing?
I don't know how you
days?
Do it. Yeah, I know. That's the technology.
That's what it is.
That's what it is. And hey, listen, there's a lot of people that help. So anyway, I'm curious to see
how it went.
We got a busy show today. There's so much going on. Roger was over at Mainline Sports Bar doing trivia last night in Hot Springs. I was over in Forest City watching Ella Moore, Justin and Kate's daughter, in the state playoffs. They did lose. I'm never going to another one of their games. Everybody looked at me and said, don't come back. And I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm going to come back during the season when the games don't matter. I can't keep going to these state playoffs.
You know what? I don't even know if that's, you know.
Middle of the season is not quite as bad.
How long have you been to every single Razorback football game, Bass?
13. I think Mark's year number 13.
Is this a coincidence that this is maybe the worst stretch of Razorback football in the last?
Yes! I decided to do this, Christian, exactly. Wow. And it becomes the worst era in the 100-plus-year history of Razorback football, the worst era. It's like, come on, Lord, help me.
For people that don't believe in superstitions, just look at David Basil.
Exactly. So anyway, got a fun show lined up. The Razorbacks lose to Kentucky. That's disappointing. Yeah. Listen, Kentucky brought in their best pitcher to close it out at the end. That shows you how desperate, and they're determined to win this thing. Razorbacks got to bounce back today. Boy, you cannot. You really don't want to lose this series. I mean, listen, they'll be fine. They're going to get a chance to play in the NCAAs. But all that talk about getting home.
Does anybody have a Kentucky Wildcat baseball jersey that David could wear?
Anyways, you got that going on today. Got a busy show. Yeah. We're going to visit with Ella McDowell, the third baseman. Speaking of the World Series for the Razorbacks, the Razorbacks start today their march towards Oklahoma City. They will play Fordham at 4:30 at Bogle today in Fayetteville.
Getting a text right now from Coach Dyfel. She says, please stay in London, David.
Yes, that's at 8:05. The big story yesterday, against all odds, the Razorback tennis program is still alive. My goodness, I thought that.
Yeah.
I did not think that. There was any way.
Is it unprecedented?
Even with the money that was promised, I didn't think Hunter Yurecek would go back and say, because it makes him look like he didn't do his due diligence in the first place.
Okay.
I come from an uneducated. And Roger, he did not want this. I'm telling you, did not want this. And so the fact
is he still going to lose money?
Well, no, it's not going to be able to lose money.
How does that work?
Well, they're raising the money.
Explain it to him.
Yeah, they're raising that. They said, okay, all right, we got to have this much money, and you've guaranteed $5 million. So we don't have any loss of money here the next few years. So, and we'll visit with Robert. Yeah, we'll visit with Robert Cox, who was for 25 years, Roger, the head of the tennis team there, and he was floored. He didn't know it was coming. So I think that the fact of the matter is, he had a very powerful athletic director who this is not what he wanted, and the powers that be. Let me tell you, Roger, there was more. It was a combination. He was getting phone calls from people he normally doesn't get. Where he normally say, no, we're going to do this. Like, he didn't have any choice. This is what we're going to do.
Money
people, probably power people, those kind of things to where we're going to do this. If these people have stepped up.
Well, who's above him?
You have the chancellor. You have the president of the
university. So the chancellor getting money.
You have the governor. I think it took some several phone calls for him to check.
If anybody watched your face just now.
So anyway, it's a fascinating story.
Right, yeah.
In the day and age where money wins, money did not win off the bottom. It was the fact that the tennis community go, we're going to fight. It's not like track and field. You know, track and field probably doesn't have a bunch of people because step up and go, we'll raise $5 million.
But tennis community, you know, the country club, corner thing. That's
exactly right.
Yeah, it's anyway, so we'll visit with him. He actually, Roger, he started coaching in 87. He played, I think, just before I got up there in Fayetteville, Robert Cox did. But also, we'll visit with Heather Baker, our good friend, to tell us what's happening on the weekend.
What's this? I saw a risque photo of Miss
Baker. I know. Showing her
she showed
long
the
leg,
leg. What we would call back in the day, her gams.
Yeah. We'll visit with her at 7 o'clock. Normally get her at 9. We got her at 7 today.
Oh, okay.
Danny West, hadn't heard from him in a while, brought to you by HA Trailer Sales, right, to tell us what's going on with the recruiting. Marty Burlesworth, who's promoting his late brother's camps, the Brandon Burlesworth camps. We'll have him on in the 9 o'clock hour. Steve Qualls from Design Labs will give us our NASCAR update. And also, too, a very special guest, Rog,
yeah.
Navi Horton, who is our friend over at Oaklawn. She's been battling a sort of a rare eye cancer, and she lost her eye because of it. Today's National Patch Day, so she's bringing some patches over on her birthday.
Yeah, the story, you'll tell the story for folks who hadn't heard. You'll tell that when she gets here about
how we met.
Yeah.
Interesting. Interesting story how we did meet.
And sadly, for so many people that have cancer, it goes in remission. You think everything's good.
That's right.
And then it comes back.
She's fine. Yes,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. That's a good point, too. We'll probably hear from Justin, I would think, at some point today, because I think he missed Wednesday, so we might hear from him today. Yeah. Even though I think he's going to, he may perform in Texas tonight. We're going to do a little Justin Moore Finish the Lyric, brought to you by Rainbow Restoration. Yeah, right. And we're also going out to Corky's again to do our Benton Deserving Dozen, the Benton School District. Yeah. Had a wonderful compliment from one of the I'm not going to say who it was, but yeah, one of the honorees last week from Malvern, just saying how he'd never been recognized for anything. And so that's why we do this, and that was just a great reminder while
that's
we
exactly
do
exactly right.
Yeah, thanks to Corky's, Joe Klein, and for feeding everybody, and mm-hmm. Stephen Qualls from Design Life for giving everybody the T-shirts. Yeah. And Greg Hatcher doing the limo, Twin City limo. Yeah. They're going to pick everybody up over at around 10:30 a bit and bring them in. We're going to have Corky's, Roger, barbecue again.
Let's do it. Let's say, well, what a great way to end Friday.
Yeah. Also,
excuse me, end a week.
That's exactly right. Also, too, I want to make mention Arkansas State won mm-hmm. in baseball. We had Chris Curry on.
12-0, right?
Yeah, it was a 10-0. That's
10
right.
10-0.
And then we gave the Trojans a curse. Crap. Mm. You know, they lose to Southeast Missouri State at home yesterday 4-2. They play again today. I think what was the time on that? 4 o'clock? I can't remember. And then they play tomorrow at 1. UCA won. The good job of UCA as they go. This is their last series.
All these teams won't want you to play our fight song then, jerkface.
Yeah, UAPB won as well. Boy, I tell you who did not play well is Arkansas Tech. We've been bragging on how good they've been playing. They are playing in the NCAA regional. They got beat 22-3 in baseball. Ooh, that's not the way
it's
you
want. Waterburger
that's not the, yeah, that's not the way you want to go out. Southern Arkansas wins 9-2 in softball. Yeah, they in that game yesterday, Raj. By the way, got to give props. We were complaining about having to drive all the way to Palestine Wheatley, which is there in basically Forest City. Wow, what a facility! I walked up like, wow.
Yeah.
And the athletic director came up. He said, cool. "Welcome."
Oh, nice.
And I said, of course, yeah, I'm sure he heard us going, man, you got to drive all the way out there. It's probably about an hour and a half from...
Well, that's not disrespect to them.
Yeah,
it's just driving anywhere.
Boy,
like you say, you drive an hour to Hot Springs, you know? I mean, you can do that.
What a beautiful softball and baseball facility. They were doing two state playoffs going on at once. But, yeah, you know, it looked like Poland had this thing won, Roger. They were up, I think, 4-2. With 6 outs to go. So it was you had to get the it was the sixth inning. And boy, just unraveled, and just the freakiest things. Like for example, a catcher was reaching to tag the play out at home. The ball comes out of the glove. It's just one thing after like I cannot believe this is happening. And then Poland tries to they score like 5 runs in the inning. They go up like 7-4, and then Poland comes back and threatens at the end. But it's over. It's over. You know what? You know what's worse? You see tears. I looked at Ella. I saw tears. Like, I'm not coming back.
See, the beauty of the ladies play softball is the enthusiasm and the camaraderie and the, you know, the hugging and the laughing and the smiling and everything that the women do. Not that the guys don't, but guys are guys.
Yeah.
And then the other part of that is you have to endure the tears.
Yeah. Listen, I turn around. You know what?
Roger,
I looked around. There was Tommy Ray, Charlene, and I'm looking at them. They're all looking. I'm not coming back. I'm sorry. I went to the state playoffs, Christian. I go to the state playoffs. They won 32 in a row.
Mm-hmm.
It basketball.
Yeah.
And they lose, they're hosting like, yeah. I know, I'm not coming back. Yeah, unless it's a regular season.
Fights breaking out and everything.
Oh, my gosh. It's just absolutely brutal. We got some great birthdays today. One of the questions of the day, Christian, we already threw it out. We're getting some activity on Facebook. Today's birthday of Emmitt Smith, Hall of Famer, Gold Jacket, and Ray Lewis, Hall of Fame Gold Jacket. If you had to pick one of those, who are you picking to be on your team? Do you pick Emmitt or do you go Ray? What do you say, Christian?
I think I go Ray.
I think I go Ray, too. Roger was talking about, listen, you got to give credit for Emmitt being the all-time leading rusher. And Roger, your next thing you say, he had obviously one of the great offensive lines of all time. Yeah, and he's still
he
good.
He still had to run.
That's right.
Don't get me wrong. Is he on a Mount Rushmore? He is on a Mount Rushmore by virtue of those things. But I guess it was Ray Lewis in that defense that put a championship.
One of the great all-time defenses.
Of course
it was. We had Ray Lewis at the touchdown club. He did a great job.
He was a massive man.
It is the PGA championship started yesterday. It's like a 7-way tie, right, for the lead, including Scottie Scheffler. Did you hear the other story, though? Did you hear what happened? Garrick Higo? You know who Garrick Higo is, Christian?
No.
Garrick Higo find out that Thursday, if you're not early, you're late. He was assessed, is it one stroke or two strokes? A two-stroke penalty. A two-stroke penalty because he wasn't there at the first tee box. He was 30 seconds arriving after he was supposed to be there. And let me tell you, you're a darn pro, man. What in the world are you doing? What are you doing? It's the PGA Championship. Can you not get his caddy? Come on! And he still shoots a 69. He just shot a 67, which would have put him in the league. But how about he's a young guy. Let's see how old is he. What have you been late to? Have you done anything where you've been late where you've been embarrassed? I'm going to give you.
We got a new producer because of somebody.
I'm going to give you one example. I've never told this story, Roger. I was the chairman of the President's Council on Fitness for Arkansas when Arnold Schwarzenegger was that for Bush back in the day. So we go to the White House. We're getting ready to have this deal on the White House lawn. So I stay up like an idiot.
This is Daddy Bush, right?
Daddy Bush. I stay up like an idiot in the hotel near whatever, and I oversleep, and I wake up, and I go, oh, my gosh, I've got like 30 minutes to get dressed, get to the White House, go through all the security. I can't believe I've done this. And miracle, I barely got in there in time. But that was one of the ones where, again, have you ever been late for something? Like a wedding now. Yep. If you're in charge, if you're getting married, you're in control because you can. But have you been late to something? You've got to be there to start it, it's very important that you've been there.
Yeah,
and it's very embarrassing. Listen, if you're a pro and you're a golfer,
yeah,
I'm telling you, what else do you do?
You've been waiting.
What else do you do? You know your tee times at 8:30.
Yeah.
Give yourself an hour to get there. Put in some cushion.
Yeah, poop early.
Yeah, whatever. But I do. I was trying to think if there's anything else besides that that we can't be late.
No,
we have that pressure always over us because when we're late, everybody sees it. Yeah. I mean, it's seen by thousands, heard by thousands, rather. So there's that pressure hanging over us.
Well, I guess a big one for us, and there may be. It's like this when we don't know a name of Bruce. You haven't done that. Who is the name of the day? You haven't done that.
There was not.
So when we did that yesterday, and we can't name but two Bruces, and then all of a sudden everybody starts reminding. So I say that to say I can't remember the last time I was late at something. But then somebody might go, you did it, so I'll wait on that one. But, long story, just a little bit longer, Steve Brown at Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union.
Oh, my gosh.
That is a massive
That's a bad one. For him, that's the all-time.
Of course.
And you get embarrassed because.
Well, and it also affected us because you have to be on time.
And it became a public thing.
It sure did. And I keep bringing that up. If that's the worst thing that Steve Brown does, he's going to be just fine.
Here's one from Kate Moore. Ask JM if he's ever been late. And she does the emoji with the eyeballs going up. Drives me crazy. I beat them there yesterday. They missed the first. The game started a little early.
Huh?
And
wait a minute.
At the state, I beat them there yesterday.
Well, you beat them there.
Yeah, but they missed. They missed the first inning. It's just because they started early. Anyway, I know you got to get us to that. That's what I say. Kate drives her nuts. So if you've got one of those, it's something depending on you, or you've been working towards this, or a game.
Oh,
you got to be there. It's something important for you.
James Ballantyne, and I don't know if he still does it. I mean, he always talks about being late to our remotes when he has to set up and do remotes and all that, because everything falls on you.
Yeah,
I understand the pressure, but if you're not used to getting up that early, it's one of those things.
It just is.
I think James is one of that's one for him. But again, that's all. Our show or radio based. I remember I used to tease my older brother Randy, who's passed, but it was at my uncle's 50th wedding anniversary, and Randy wasn't there. You know, he had something else happening and all that. And I used to tell him, to go, well, no, wait a minute, Randy. You knew. You had 50 years to prepare for this. You know, you knew it was going to be happening.
Yes.
You know, we had, and you still miss something like that. How do you miss that? I've been a little tardy by virtue of traffic.
You can't be late for your event. That's why you would be late. You got caught in traffic.
That's why I leave to Hot Springs 2 hours early.
But here's the deal. You know, we have a hard time. That's obviously that PGA deal. That's a hard time.
Oh, absolutely.
Ain't no playing around. Ain't no, you know, hey, you're...
Well, we got Nate Bargatze talking about the golf, and there's a tee time. You got to be there.
Christian, have you ever been late for something and been embarrassed about it?
Nothing super serious. I am... late to pretty much everything, though. If we have a family function and it's supposed to start at noon, I'll be there at 12:20.
Why is the... we mentioned Justin Moore is that way, according to Kate. Christian, you said, yeah, I'm that way. Why is it?
I don't know. I think it's gotten worse since I got kids, to be honest.
Is it you don't care? Does that matter
to
you?
That's not the case. I care.
You know what? It sounds like you didn't care to answer. I wouldn't say it.
I run late to everything.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You tell a little indifference, and I'm late.
I think everybody that's ever been involved with drugs, dude was always late.
Is that right?
Dude,
that's the way that works.
Yeah, because you were beholden. Maybe because you were jonesing so bad. I don't know. But you always had to wait on dude. Well, and I think that was just
5 minutes would feel like 20 minutes as
well. Absolutely would. Yeah. Dude, I'm sitting in this family tree store for an hour. Somebody's going to notice. Hurry up. that's not me talking. That's somebody else.
Dude is always like...
Always.
All right. If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037 is the number. Glad you're with us on this Friday. As I mentioned, you got some cool birthdays and other things. But, hey, the big talk is baseball, softball, tennis, you name it, Burlsworth camps, fighting cancer, all the things. We're going to cover a lot of ground today. Glad you're with us. If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. Texas, Ray Lewis, Emmett Smith, have you ever been late to something? Have you ever been embarrassing late to where everybody knows it and it's cost you? All right, don't go away, 628.
Catch the buzz's ticker on our social media platforms presented by Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway and Russellville, celebrating 50 years in business. LuxuryPoolArkansas.com.
SportsCenter.
The full NFL schedule was released last night. On paper, the Chicago Bears have the toughest schedule in the league, with their opponents last year winning 55% of their games, while the Browns have the easiest schedule, with their opponents winning just 43% of their games. The season will open with a Super Bowl rematch of the Seahawks hosting the Patriots, the first Super Bowl rematch on opening night since 2016. The next night we'll have the Rams facing the 49ers in Melbourne, Australia. The other primetime games for Week 1 will be the Giants hosting the Cowboys on Sunday Night Football, and the Broncos going to the Chiefs on Monday Night Football. And Christmas Day will once again feature a triple header with the Bears taking on the Packers, the Bills hosting the Broncos, and the Rams hosting the Seahawks. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
Warm and breezy today. We'll have a south wind 10 to 20 miles per hour, and it'll get up to 87 with our partly cloudy sky. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a 10% chance of a sprinkle tonight, a low of 69, and a slight chance of showers for Saturday. Warm, breezy with a high of 86. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please, turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
Join the Zone each Monday for Game Balls and Jockstraps, brought to you by Acaddy's Touch Landscaping. Find out who made the best, average, and worst headlines in sports and entertainment each Monday. Justin gives you his Game Balls and Jockstraps on the Zone from 10 till 1. Brought to you by Acaddy's Touch Landscaping, 501-794-2770. Call today. get your landscape updated to a whole new level. And be listening for Game Balls and Jockstraps only on 103.7 The Buzz.
FanDuel, in partnership with Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort, is now available here in Arkansas. It's Rivalry Weekend in Major League Baseball, and FanDuel is introducing Rivalry Weekend bonus blasts right in time for the Major League Weekend action. Bet on a home run this Friday and get bonus bets for every home run that player's team hits this weekend. So whether you're backing a player on your most favorite team or fading your rivals, there's more ways to get in the game. FanDuel, in partnership with Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort, is here for all of the MLB games. Head to FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started. FanDuel, your home for home runs. 21 plus and present in Arkansas. Opt-in is required. Must apply the bonus blast token. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Extraordinary events come once in a blue moon, and right now, even the most extravagant luxuries are well within reach. The one and only May Sale is back at Sissy's Log Cabin, and you can save up to 50% on nearly everything in the store. This is your chance to get the service, selection, and experience that makes you feel like family at the best prices of the year, guaranteed. Don't miss the one and only May Sale at Sissy's Log Cabin, because life's too short for ordinary jewelry.
This is Mark Miller for Parker Cadillac in Little Rock. We're going all in with vehicles for every budget. Need a truck? We've got light duty and heavy duty ready to work. Looking for an SUV? We've got the nicest inventory of full-size SUVs you're going to find anywhere. Tahoes, Yukons, Navigators, Escalades, and much more. For quality, selection, and first-class service, shop Parker Cadillac today. Visit us online at parkerspecials.com or give us a call, 501-224-2400.
Can't listen to the radio? Don't worry. You can catch Morning Mayhem live every day. Just download the 103.7 The Buzz app.
Now you just can't leave.
I missed it. Pop. One more time.
Now you just can't leave.
Get it. I don't get it. I can't run it.
Now you just can't leave.
Now you can't leave.
It's now you just can't
it's
leave.
It's his birthday today. Is it Chaz?
Chaz.
Oh, a little boogie fever.
Boogie fever.
Bam, 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 bam.
Gotta boogie down.
Get on down.
Boogie fever.
Give you youngsters out there, that's what we used to call it. We used to say, let's go boogie down, yo.
Gotta give a shout out, Raj, to Brian Day and his son Spencer are over, driving through Memphis but still listening.
Hey, thank
I presume on the map. You know, Brian heads up the Port of Little Rock. Port of Little Rock, do you know how much money that thing has generated the last decade?
Yeah.
$5 billion. People don't even know it's out there by the airport.
About to ask, where is it?
Yes, out there, right by the river goes by the airport out there.
I see barges and stuff.
Yeah, that's why. It goes through the port there. You know, $5 billion in the last 10 years. Anyway, good. Glad you're listening, Brian. Brian's been in public service for many decades. Saw his son in sports clips the other day, as a matter of fact. Yes. Got a busy, busy show. You want to be a part of it, 661-1037. Couple questions. Emmitt Smith versus Ray Lewis, who you taking? It's their birthdays today. Have you ever been embarrassing late, or somebody in your circle made you so late that it's obvious that everybody has noticed? Let's get Trey real quick on the phone. 661-1037 is the number. Morning, Trey. What you got?
Morning, guys. It's been 29 years of practicing law. I've been late to court one time, and I feel like I'm going to jinx myself if I'm headed to court now.
Oh, listen, it's Trey Kitchens, a buddy of the our attorney, longtime friend of the show. You've never been late for a court case.
One time I was driving to a bankruptcy trustee meeting in Hot Springs. There was a wreck on I-30 and a literal tornado on 270, and the bankruptcy trustee didn't care at all. She said I disrespected her position, the state of Arkansas, and the United States Constitution. It was a dressing down for the ages, so I've never let it happen again.
And Trey, listen, I ran into Trey, Roger. Trey, you've been dealing with some health issues you've been fighting through, and you're back in action. So glad to hear that, buddy. He's been a longtime friend. He actually helped with the first state high school weightlifting meet. He was a judge there. He sort of turned his head when the guys weren't doing it perfectly. We weren't going to make that beam. But then he goes, Baz, what do I do? I said, hey, it was close. Let it slide. Let him have it. But
that kid Davenport bench 450 on a bed, and David held his breath because he thought I was going to redline in front of 300 people in the class.
That's right.
It was a sweet hush, and I gave the thumbs up, and the crowd erupted. That kid went on to play for the Razorbacks.
That's right. Yeah, good call there. How you feeling, Trey? You doing okay? Making progress?
Doing fantastic. Everything's great. Headed to court right now. So I hope I don't jinx myself of being late by calling into the show.
All right, Trey. Good to talk to you, buddy. Good to hear it. Keep up the good work.
Have a great day.
That's another thing. You know, if you're dealing with a judge, can't be late. I mean,
Joe Pesci.
What is your job? What is your job where you cannot be late? Do you have a job out there where it is crucial?
Surgeon would be pretty bad, right?
Well, no, not necessarily.
They are late. Yeah, and they start without them.
Yeah, they
start without them. Yeah,
we know a lot of them, and I've had a ton of surgeries, and oftentimes they run behind. Either they got like five cases that day, so they're really from a standpoint on time.
Yep.
So what's another one? Anyone that comes to mind that's
crucial?
That's really crucial, that is time sensitive?
Pilot.
Okay. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, that's every once in a while you go, we can't take off, pilots aren't here, for whatever reason. And, a lot of them stay in, in hotels where you got to make that transition. But, where people are waiting, they're depending on you from a time standpoint.
Yep.
661-1037 is the number. There was no basketball last night, oddly enough. Yeah, it's sort of weird.
The Oakland
series ended early.
On the Milton Heaton Air text line, see if we can find this, Christian. Morning, idiots.
Oh.
Well, for your entertainment, pull up yesterday's Zone podcast in the first hour. Start about the 1913 mark. This guy's lady is getting specific, so it might be something. 1913 mark, and go to 1945 mark and enjoy. Acree is already justifying taking time off and even mentioning the morning show.
What did he say?
I don't know. And Roger will have a new two-word soundbite to add to the soundboard and
use.
Wonderful.
1913 to 1945?
That's it. He says about that time, so we can look at that, and that's in the first hour. Yeah.
Okay. Acree likes to, he gets sensitive about it because we beat him up because we never take time off. And he's like, well, that's what I work for is take time off, and we're different. Roger and I are idiots, just the
working
opposite.
For,
we got 2 months worth of PTO
off.
That we don't take. And you know what? And you guys reward us. All you listeners reward us this past week with great ratings, and we're very blessed about
that.
Someone says a teacher, especially an elementary school teacher, cannot be late because there's a room full of screaming kids waiting on them. That's a good point.
That's true.
That is a good point. Here's one from Army Rob. I want to give a shout out. And by the way, too, if you've got a kid, and we're going to start doing this, Roger, officially, the champion salute. You got a kid who won yesterday in the playoffs, we will do that. We're not going to do that for high school just because they get enough attention. But if you got one at one of the state playoffs yesterday, let us know. Here's one from Army Rob. I'd like to give a big shout out to both the Bigelow Panthers baseball and softball teams who both won in the first round of the 2A state tournament yesterday. Our community loves our teams. Good luck today in round two. That's the same one, I think, that Poland's in. Is Bigelow. But
I miss our listeners. That's all. I just can't stand to be away, man.
I think they're fine without you. I appreciate being away more than I like being here. Sorry.
that is the general manager and talent for the station.
And you have such a gift on pulling out things to make people. No, I apologize. Making somebody say something that they shouldn't say out loud. You have that gift, my friend. That's why, you know what? If Trey Kitchens ever needs somebody to step in to get, you're out of order, you're out of, he could use you. Right?
Do you think Baz's, would work in court?
That's perfect.
He just escalates it.
That's funny. Okay, here's a couple good ones. Umpires or referees, if you're late, the game can't start without you. So that you're right. You cannot be late. You're holding up everybody. They can't get started without you. So that's an important time-sensitive deal. Umpires are that. Somebody says 911 dispatcher. Yeah, they're definitely.
That'd
be
pretty rough.
Yeah, you. Life at risk.
Cops and firemen and first responders and all that. I think that's it. That's got to be core list. I mean,
here at Foshee and Hot Springs, the officiating crew for a high school football game and out of town game. Yeah, I agree. Me, a federal wildlife officer, and a U.S. Marshal was working on the. Let's see here. Oh, was working on the JFK Dam and inspected the inside also, but we had to be done by a certain time to open the gates. No ifs, ands, and buts. Yeah, if you've got a giant mechanism or something that's getting ready to open, you know you've got a particular time that you got to play around. That's what time it, you know. Yeah.
I'd rather they be late and let the inspector say, now you can do it before I cross the dam.
JB in Center Ridge says, bus drivers, the parents can be salty. Boy, yeah, you're right. If you're a bus driver and you're a parent, like you're trying to go to work, you really can't be late. I mean, obviously you can, but you could catch some heat because everything's sort of, you got people depending on
you. It's trickle down.
Yeah, what's that? Yeah, it's trickle down. That's exactly right. Let's see here. I'd say the Port-a-John guy being late is a few days late is pretty bad. You got to have the Porter. The people who set up for the surgeon can't be late, or the surgeon.
That is true. Yeah, they have to be there.
Yeah. Teachers, let's see, here's another one. I'd like to give him, let's see, if it's a nightclub fight, I'll take Ray Lewis. If it's a football, I'll take Emmitt Smith.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I would probably tend to go, I mean, knowing what we know now that by that, I guess Ray Lewis, for me, only because I'm a Cowboy fan. I guess it's going to be Emmitt.
I was always told growing up that if you're not 5 minutes early, you're late. I've been working for the same company for 19 years, and I've been late a grand total of 4 times and have never no-called, no-show in 19 years.
Yep.
Roger, have you ever been late to the show, ever?
I don't think so.
Yeah, in all your years?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Again, somebody might say, don't you remember this? It hasn't happened frequently.
I can't recall. I've done it a couple times.
Sure.
I've never missed the start of a show since I've been here.
Yeah. So. Well, again, how many years have you been doing it?
7.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Well, the good thing is there's 3 of us here.
Yeah.
So one of us here can help, can hold off the other. That's why we also have that long opening. So that all that plays just in case.
I will say this. To be late for this job is really embarrassing because everybody knows you're late. You can't hide it.
Josh was at it several times. I think so. Oversleeping. Well, he was late. Yeah. RJ overslept a couple of times. There were some great times.
Usually everybody.
And I've overslept.
Roger's a unicorn.
No.
I mean, listen, I've done this for 25 years, and I've only been late, maybe 2, 3, 4 times max, 25 years. I don't know if you've ever been late.
Yeah. Well,
unless you had a wreck or something, I can't recall.
Yeah, something.
Was yours just like a missed the alarm clock bad?
Me?
Or what?
Yeah. Because I'd had,
his phone dies and I can't reach him.
That's it. The other thing is that normally, now I don't, there's nights where I go to bed at 3.
Right.
And I still get up. So I haven't, I've gotten to where I'm a habit. I'm an internal clock.
It's him, dude, yeah.
If I've done something I shouldn't be doing the night before and I'm up late, that can always catch me. But 25 years, don't only be late 3 or 4 times. I'll
take it. Really good.
It's fantastic. Yeah. No. I mean, with a time sensitive gig,
compared to like the midday, you talk about a cush deal. You start at 10 or you start at 1. Yeah, either one. You start at those 2. Those are great times to start a show. You have no pressure of getting up early.
Yeah, it's hard to be late.
You got to keep your ego in check. Did I drag David all the bad weeks he had on his stupid picks? No, because no one cares.
They
know we're both idiots and nobody gives a damn what we think.
Here's one. You can't be late when you pick Tommy up in an ambulance in Dumas for the show. No.
Huh?
I was on time. The Tommy was late. The ambulance came by to get Tommy down in Dumas, and he had overslept. So I started the show. Man. That was that tornado relief deal. Let's see here. Wasn't Josh late a few times and had to call him? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, no. We had to do that quite a bit.
And it's a terrible feeling when you wake up and see. That's the other thing about being late for a job like this. It's like, no, everybody knows I'm late. Most other jobs, you just roll in, hey, you're a few minutes late today. No big deal. There's no pressure. Like, man, we've been doing this for so long, 25 years. There's pressure.
Well, we've been doing it for so long that when we, on a Saturday, if we've been doing something all week long or something like that, and you wake up and you go, oh, my gosh, I'm late. No, it's cool. It's Saturday.
That's right.
You got to get your bearings.
Here's what is a drawbridge operator. Well, you better make sure you're on time with the drawbridges.
Sure.
Yeah, Christian, go ahead.
I was going to say, I've had close calls where, the zone starts at 10 and I wake up at 9:10 and I get here like 10 to 15 minutes early, but I've never been.
The reason this got started is that somebody at the PGA Championship yesterday, a golfer, was late from his tee time. It's like, what else? You work all your life to get there. You tell me you're going to cut it so close. You're not going to get there like an hour early where there's no way you're late. Anyway, he gets fined. He gets a 2-stroke penalty. He still shoots a 69.
Yeah.
He would have been in the lead at 67. So I give him credit. Great recovery.
Let's see
him.
How that ends. Let's see. Let's see how it does. Yeah.
We got a busy show. Got a lot going on. Got a lot of interesting people, including the man who saved tennis, or who was one of the leaders. I got to be careful. A lot of people that chipped in to save money and met with the chancellor, met with the president, did all those things to give tennis a chance. We'll visit with Robert Cox at 7:30. Heather Baker, Ella McDowell, third baseman for the Razorbacks at 8:05. Danny West, Marty Brolsworth, Steve Qualls, Heather Baker, Navi Horton. I mean, we got a busy, busy show. And Justin Moore finished the lyric. Brought to you by Rainbow Restoration. We got to pick our song, Roger.
Yeah.
All right, Benton Deserving Dozen. We got to mention those names today, too. We're going to honor 12 people that are on time. Custodians, librarians, security, nurse, counselors, and all the substitute teachers. Yeah, you know, school, you can't be, you got dealing with kids. You really can't be late either, any of those positions for the most part.
I think I've had a teacher late before.
Yeah, that's not good. Because the principal goes, what?
Yeah, you know, they just send someone else in there and
I know.
Watch you for a little bit.
Yeah, but that's not good. That's not.
And college teachers are late all the time.
I think, what was it? There's somebody in NFL football, they would call it, of course, I think somebody said there was one for Holtz, but I don't remember. It was Holtz time. You know, if you're not there 5 minutes early, you're late. So, and Roger, are you normally that way? I would rather be there 5 minutes early, too early.
Yeah.
Okay, I tell you, like, get to the airport.
Yeah.
Get to the airport. You know, that's when you can't be late for that, or you're going to miss your you're going to miss your flight.
They'll wait on the pilot. They won't wait on you.
They won't wait on you, no matter what. You
can't do it.
Can't. Hey, would you? Now you can't leave. All right, 6:46. It's David Bowser with Morning Mayhem for my friends at Baptist Health. We spend a lot of time on the bus talking about heart. Who's got it? Who's playing with it? But let's talk about your heart. In Arkansas, we face some of the highest cardiac risks in the country. That's why I trust the Baptist Health Heart Institute. From the specialists at Arkansas Cardiology to the state's most comprehensive transplant program, they're heavy hitters in heart care. But you don't have to wait for a crisis to see them. By doing the small stuff, putting in the work, with good nutrition and annual checkups, with your primary care physician, you build the fundamentals and can head off big problems later. Baptist Health doesn't just treat symptoms. They care for the whole person, body, mind, and soul. Whether it's a personalized nutrition plan to get your weight back on track or just a routine check-in with a Baptist Health doctor who truly listens, they're the teammate you need. Living well is a choice you make every day. Make Baptist Health part of that choice. Go to Baptist-Health.com to find a doctor or clinic near you. Take it from me, your future self will thank you. Baptist Health, for you, for life.
Roger Scott for Gravely Mowers here, working hard once again to make sure my lawn is lush, weed-free, and beautiful. And by working hard, of course, I mean watching Zach Eby mow it for me. Zach, tell the good folks hello.
Hello.
That's enough. Pay attention, because you missed a spot. What he didn't tell you is that you can take your very own Gravely Mower home today at 0% interest over 48 months. That's right, 0% interest on both residential and commercial mowers. Now, Zach, tell them where they can go and get their very own Gravely Mower.
Well?
Dude, just mow.
Chapel Hardware in Pine Bluff or Triple C Sales and Service in Conway.
Oakland is here for when you want the ultimate escape, all in one place. Check into the Luxury Hotel. Escape to Astral Spa, the only Forbes 4-star rated spa in Arkansas. Indulge at award-winning restaurants like the Bugler or the Oak Room and Bar. All before having the time of your life at the 24/7 smoke-free casino where the energy goes all night. Here, excitement and luxury meet under one roof. Oaklawn Hot Springs. Join the fun. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, Arkansas. Frank Fletcher here to talk about our pre-owned cars. We can save you over $300 a month on your current car payment. Well, that's big money. We have great cars starting under $15,000. We have SUVs and trucks with under 5,000 miles. That's almost like a new one. These low-mile units, we can save you $10,000 to $15,000 from a new unit. Folks, you don't know this, but we have 9 other stores where we can offer you all their merchandise and bring your choice right here to you. You can go to FletcherAuto.com where you can pick from 500 different types of products. Why buy from us? Well, I price all of our cars by having a software that gives me everyone else's price in town on any model that we have. I go below everyone else's price, and I'm going to give you a free warranty with every purchase. Just contact us by going online, Come see us in person or phone us. I guarantee you the lowest price and a great experience.
Injured? There's only one number you need to know. 888-8888.
At Rainwater Holton Sexton, no case is too big and no insurance company too strong.
Just dial 888-8888.
Responsible attorneys Michael Rainwater and Bob Sexton.
This is Trey Johnson with HJ Trailer Sales. Spring is here, and y'all have made us the number one truck bed dealer in the state. We wanted to thank you for your support and business. If you're looking for the best customer service from folks that can handle any type of trailer and take care of you after the sale, with hometown service, it's HJ Trailer Sales. Our team will handle all your service and warranty needs. See what great customer service looks like at HJ Trailer Sales on Albert Pike in Hot Springs, or check us out on Facebook.
The Butcher Shop Steakhouse has always been your favorite go-to for those nights out with family and friends. But did you know they're also now open for lunch Tuesday through Friday from 11 till 2? And with a full menu featuring tenderloin salads, fried catfish, those famous shaved prime rib sandwiches, and everyone's favorite steak burgers. So whether it's dinner plans, watching the big games in the bar, or now even for lunch, it can all be found at the Butcher Shop Steakhouse.
The after-season clothing sale continues at Fort Thompson. Tons of clothing marked down to 50% off. Also, check out the new spring hunting and clothing items arriving daily. See you at Fort Thompson's in Sherwood.
Want to see our beautiful faces? Catch Morning Mayhem streaming live every day on YouTube, X, and Facebook. Just search 1037 The Buzz.
Who's the Asian? Oh my gosh, Wao Ying.
Wao Ying.
I was close.
He just went Wao Ying.
Number one.
There's a guy in South Arkansas.
Wao Ying.
I was close enough, Mike.
You don't listen. That's exactly right.
Not gay. Not everybody's gonna bat 1,000, my friend. Ba ba na na na. Got a super busy show today.
Well, my baby don't stand on me.
Hands down, the best looking man in American history. I don't know about anybody else.
Well, my baby don't stand on me.
She don't.
Oh, God.
For the 501, judges should be on time, but they're not, especially in Faulkner County.
Oh,
a little dig there in the Faulkner County.
I'm going to give you a name. Want to give your name?
can't be late delivering flowers to a funeral from a florist shop. No, you can't. And let's see. Guess funerals you can start late if you have to.
Well, you don't know.
Akri can take off as much time as he wants, as long as he's in the office and he's making such genius decisions as moving Christian to the morning show.
I guess that's right.
Yeah, that's a good thing. You know, we'd like to talk about your 100-year check when you talk about the good. Listen, that was a good decision. That was a.
It was one he didn't want to make. He didn't want to make. Yeah, I don't think he would have made it because then he lost DJ not long after that. So the entire, you know, that's not something. Yeah, that snuck up on him. I mean, you were his dude for how many years?
Dude,
6 years.
6 years, yeah. And again, let me tell you something. Let me tell you about Psycho in here. And I love Christian even more now because this show was off the air 50 years before he was born. So yesterday, who else was in there besides HB?
Joe Franklin and HB.
Yeah. We're in there talking to Thomas, the Zeta guy. Yeah. Not Zeta, right. Meredith, not Zeta. Right. Zeta guy, is that right?
Yes, our new system.
It's a new system. So we had to go over a few things for my level to learn how to operate the machine when it gets in there. Well, this guy's going back and forth with Christian, and they, you know, the show, you know, Twilight Zone.
Yep.
Can you give me a couple of episodes, a couple of things that's happened that you can?
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. But these two weirdos, they can tell you the title of the episode. They took it one step further. We're talking about this happened in a Twilight Zone episode. But they knew the title of the episode that. Frightened me. It's incredible.
That's crazy talk.
So
if you describe a Twilight Zone episode, most likely I can tell you the title of
which
it.
Nobody can do that except you and the guy from Fantastic Four.
And to test it out, Roger gave me two episodes this morning, and I told him the title of it.
And he nailed them. And I'm telling you, he's a witch. But anyway, So hopefully we'll get this new equipment going on.
From the 501, Bass, don't forget the 64 team NCAA Softball National Championship Tournament swings into action today. Oh, yeah, listen, we've already mentioned we've got Ella McDowell. I thought Ella would pass on doing the call today because they play at 4:30. I said, Ella, do you want to wait till Monday or you want to do it today? She goes, I want to do it today. And so, you know, they remember what happened last year. Again, this same group. Ella McDowell, third baseman. She was a freshman. Yeah. They're in the Super Regional at home, and Ole Miss beats them and goes to the World Series. And so you know that this is, and even reading today, Courtney Dyfel, she feels this is the best team she's ever had. It's the best pitching staff, top to bottom.
That's wild.
You got, you know, she knows this has got to be the one. So now I think Fordham, is Fordham out of the Bronx in New York? Is that where they are?
You got me.
I heard Akery talking about, I think Lombardi, I think played there or coached there years ago, but I think Dyfel knows the coach there. But anyway, 4:30 is a start time there. What time do the Razorbacks play today when they play Kentucky?
5:30 again, I believe.
5:30?
Yeah, I think.
Okay.
Hold me to it.
And then, of course, you know, we mentioned the Trojans. They get beat yesterday at home. They play again today. They need to, you know, keep winning. Although, all that matters is get to your tournament, win, you know, and they're going to get an NCAA bid, I think, because they're having a great year. But maybe they have to win their tournament. I don't know. He didn't tell us that the other day, but we can ask Chris Curry there. But a lot of state high school action we mentioned earlier. You know, every classification: softball, baseball, soccer, all going on. You got track. You got the SEC track going on in Alabama, Roger. So plenty to talk about. And the other is Emmitt Smith or Ray Lewis. Who you taking? Both birthdays today. I'm curious. I wonder what the age difference is between those guys. Is Emmitt's older? Yeah, Emmitt's older. Yeah, Emmitt's got to be another. Yeah, I would think he's probably 5 years to 5 to 7 years old. Maybe 5 to 10 years older than Ray Lewis. But that's they're both having birthdays today, as well as the great.
Emmitt is 57.
He's 57, so I think Ray Lewis is probably 40, 47.
I'll go 51 on Ray. No, that's probably
he's 51.
A bad guess.
Okay.
Oh, he is.
Okay, 60. Yep. Very good. Six years.
He's different. A wizard.
Also, too, what have you been late for? What's something you don't need to be late for? Someone says, his James kids need to start calling you not Uncle Baz, but Uncle Bad for bad luck. I'm going to tell you, it's a gut punch. Because here's, you know what happens, Roger? If they lose, when I said the state, it's the same as over with. And that's when I walk off in this misery. And that's what they remember. And I'm like, no, not doing it again. The game, they had the game. Golly, unbelievable.
You should have been really late to that game.
Maybe so. Touche. Touche. All right, buckle up. We got a busy show, including the winningest tennis coach in the history of U of A, and maybe one of the greatest Hail Marys in this day and age in college sports, where an AD has said, you're done. And you know what they said, Roger? Not so fast,
not
my friend.
Not so fast.
Not so fast, my friend.
That's
we'll hear how it went down. We'll visit with Robert Cox at 7:30. Heather Baker, Ella McDowell, Danny West, Marty Brolsworth, Steve Qualls, Navi Horton, Heather Baker, too, coming up next. And you, we can't do it without you. A Benton School District, getting ready to honor some great folks over at Corky's today. So looking forward to it.
It's the fine art of armchair quarterbacking.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
103.7 The Buzz. KABZ Little Rock.
When did I first notice my hair loss? Honestly, probably about 5 or 6 years ago. But the moment that it really got my attention was at the self-checkout at Walmart. I had to look up to see if the light was green or red because my iron wouldn't scan. And right above me is the camera. Well, that camera showed the top of my head. After that, I started wearing hats.